Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Compare with your imagination, living there. row, row your boat gently down the stream. Mary, 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 wife of golden dream.
Mary, let's study. Mary, Mary, today. Rainy, rainy.
Welcome to the Play Experience, where we are rowing and rowing and rowing our boats on this magical voyage of life, playground, where we all are committed to passionately loving and appreciating who we are and whose we are. They call me Ombasa Sophira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always, always, all love. At the top, you heard Joyce Guerrillas, the pure imagination. He always takes us into our imagination. In full blast, every week here on the playground, you find his music at eheisinvictusonemusic.com. That was followed by our shining star, our love goddess, Sherry Marie, who we have the pleasure of having on again on the playground today. I am so honored and so pleased and so overjoyed to have this life conversation about women, mothers, daughters, legacy, all the lessons and blessings that they bring. So I would like to take this moment right now to let her introduce herself once again with her piece, a piece called Rebirth.
Rebirth, a renewed existence.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I might have been a little bit, selfish too. You know, I decided to give y'all some because if that beat is not rocking, I don't know what is. I'm telling you. And I just could not be the one to introduce her like that. I mean, only she could do it. How about, what do y'all think? Just call in and let me know what y'all think, okay? 347-426 3346, Sherry Marie, booyah, as you say, booyah.
Yes, Yes.
Oh, I'm just
yes,
snapping my fingers. Oh, man, that is so popping, especially for that to be the first piece on your Rebirth, a 360 Degrees Woman album. That is really bringing it in so tight. So I am welcoming you with open arms, my sister, here on the playground. Thank you for returning
to
us. Thank you.
It is a joy to be with you and all of your amazing listeners around the world. We thank you for joining us and coming and playing with us on the playground. We're just going to have a good time, like we always do, But yeah, Rebirth, that's the first cut, and perfectly timed. I think many of us, if not all of us, are in a phase of rebirth on some level, whether we're aware of it or not. There are things transforming in us, you know, which is fantastic, and calling us to our greatness and calling us to step out on faith and calling us to do things that we didn't even realize we had the ability to do. So it's a
That's
yes
right.
to me as well as the rest of the world.
Yes, you did. You laid it down. And before we go any further, you know what to do. Who is Sherry Marie for the people who weren't on the playground last week? Now, you didn't really think you were getting ready to bounce like that, did you?
You got him. Yes, well, thank you again for that wonderful introduction. I am Sherry Marie, and I am blessed to be a divine messenger, the power of feminine transformation and liberation. And I am here to help others reconnect with their creative and intuitive flow, as well as me. I'm here to help myself with that. So so I serve through music. That just happens to be my vehicle, you know. That happens to be my assignment right now in life. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to do it, you know, to do what I love and to do something that really helps people, you know, really makes them feel good, helps them to connect with their joy. You know, joy is so powerful. That's why I love coming on the playground. It's joyful, you know, and I believe that is where God speaks to us most directly, is when we are just in joy, fully expressing in joy, not worrying about whether the sky is blue or orange, just loving you in that moment, when you're feeling great and relaxed, and that's where the magic is. It really is.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's beautiful because, you know, I said earlier today, music reigns. It really does, as it pertains to really touching the souls, the harmonies, the harmonics, the overlays, the, you know, the rhythms, the balance. It just goes there, you know, in terms of all the dynamics of really harmonizing our being and getting us in alignment with the Creator, with the God from which we came. And, you know, you talk about harmonics, you talk about synchronicity and synergy, and I just happened, you know, to, I drove into town yesterday, and, you know, I had to wind down sometime, and I ended up looking at Whitney. Whitney, it was some kind of something about Whitney, and they were talking about her daughter, and they were talking about, you know, just the whole energy of what happened when she passed and right around the time that she passed on. And, you know, it just was no mistake under this God's son that Whitney, what mother-daughter dynamics came up, you know, where it was talking about how her mom didn't accept Bobby and, you know, how, you know, she had those dynamics going on with her mom, and then her daughter, she felt like she was protecting her daughter and, you know, she was giving it her all, and she was they were best friends, and how, you know, when she left, you know, she thought she was protecting and guiding her daughter to be the best that she can be. She was doing her best. And then when she was gone, you know, they were talking about how Bobby Christina was walking around and, you know, just looked like she was, you know, didn't know what to do. But it seemed to me that she really was making decisions based on what she had learned that her mom probably never knew that she had, you know. It was it's just such a beautiful thing how the synchronicity comes when you are in alignment with that God, that source, that from which we came, you know? And so,
Right.
It's a beautiful thing. And
it really is.
She was definitely a messenger. Definitely a messenger, as you are. And I want to also bring in right now, when you brought in the joy, I mean, and so, yes. And I was listening to you, and then for everybody that's listening, Joy-El is Sherry's daughter, and her birthday is today. Of course, that means that it's Sherry's birthday because she birthed her.
Yes.
And then, on top of that, the masterful Sherry on top, the do God. Yes, applause, please. Are y'all ready for this? Sherry's mom's birthday is today, too. Okay?
If that's not yummy, if that is not yummy and delicious, I tell you what. Oh, man. Yeah, that's absolute harmony right there. Absolutely. I mean, just what you talked about. I mean, I could not have orchestrated this myself or any better, you know, just to have that level, that magnitude of a blessing to be able to have this kind of a celebration. It's just like over the moon, you know? Two births. How can you, really, including my own.
Yes, of course.
Because when she was born, you know, that was a rebirthing for me as well. So, it's all about birthday. Yeah.
It is about rebirthing. It's about, I'm saying the harmony of being on here. We're talking about rebirth. We're talking, it's your mom's birthday, it's your daughter's birthday, and just the synergy of it all. It's just a beautiful thing. So let's just go right into speaking about the mama-daughter connection for you, you know, starting with how your relationship with your mom shaped your relationship with your daughters.
Wow, how much time do you have?
Listen, we're going to work it out. Just go with it.
I have to just tell you, just from the depths of my soul, that having a mother like I have is extraordinary. I wish everybody could have one.
Me too.
She
is extraordinary.
Really, I'm trying to really find the words. But she is just one of those earth angels that you hear people talk about, you know. I actually happen to have been reared by her and grown up in the house watching her just be graceful and intelligent and diligent and intentional and kind and loving and forgiving and all. I mean, pick one. She's it. And so that obviously informed how I love, you know, the things that I learned about love. And prayerfully, you know, I've been able to pass them along to our daughters and hopefully their children as well, you know, that they'll be able to impart the importance of really loving each other, loving yourself, serving each other, serving yourself. You know, it is critical. It's critical. I can't imagine my life any other way. You know, through whatever the challenges are and were, I would never trade it. I could not tame. There's nothing you could give to me, promise me, pay me to change my mind about my experience. I don't want anything else, you know. She's done some extraordinary things in her life and shared them all with all of us. You know, I don't have a friend on this planet that she hasn't adopted. just like takes everybody in and loves them right where they are. You know, no judgment. You know, and so. Now what I'm seeing in our daughter, Joy-El, because I have two amazing daughters, but the one we're still celebrating today, Joyelle, I'm so blessed to see her doing the same type of thing. In fact, I'm on my way to Columbia, back to Columbia, where my mother lives, from her school, where her one of her mentees was there. And she started talking. She said, Joyelle is just amazing. She said, she's the best mentor ever. I mean, and I was having like an out-of-body experience about the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to hear this young woman express her appreciation and gratitude about having chosen her as a mentor, was just such a blessing. You know, it's like, wow, what a great way to serve. What a great way to serve. It's helping
that
someone achieve their dreams and helping them feel good about themselves, you know, and she's doing that, you know. And that harmony that you were speaking of when we started this conversation, all of it is harmonic resonance. Everything is in harmony. When we, especially when we're centered and we're cool with who we are and our purpose and our calling, whichever you choose to call it, magic happens. There are things that open up. And I watched my mother do that in her life, you know, when she was the first black woman to run the blood bank, supervise the blood bank in South Carolina. All of South Carolina. And so she did that for 30 years and did it brilliantly. Got to travel all around the world. So I got to see this, which is why I'm sure I developed my love for travel. You know, and my love for music as well. She exposed me to all kinds of classical music, jazz, soul. I mean, I heard it all. And that's why my music is what it is, you know. This particular project, 363 Woman Rebirth, has everything from gospel to rock to blues to jazz. It's got a lovely, delicious scoop of everything. You know, and I hope I answered the question. I may have gone.
Now listen, you did a good little balance, because you know that's a part. Nobody be fooled. That's a tough freaking act to follow right there. But you handled that thing, okay? Because you handled it. It was a tough act to follow, following her, but you did. Slam up, good job. And then I want to just throw something over there to Robert, because Robert handled that thing in terms of Joelle, because he was one of the best mentors in the face of Columbia in terms of what he did with the music. So, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful harmony that happens, you know, with us, with our women, with our daughters. So, you know, we're going to take a break in a minute, but I do want to ask you, this. What was your biggest fear for your daughters?
Again, pick one. of course, I was always concerned about health, happiness, well-being, safety, education, expression, you know, wanting them to be able to do all of those things at a level that honored them and at a level that communicated clearly who they are and what they want. And, you know, we don't know until it happens, you know, as parents, and I know you're a wonderful parent as well, you don't know what your children are absorbing until they have to let it show, you know.
Absolutely.
Until they're called on it, and so, you know, I may even have been overly protective. I don't know. All I know is that it mattered to me more than anything that they succeed. You know, especially in their happiness. I knew that because if they're joyful, they can do anything, you know.
Absolutely.
If they have love, they can do anything. It's limitless. And and so, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Those things were atop the list. I know that's a top-heavy list, but...
well, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna give you a minute because we're gonna take a break. But you know, because you've always benefited from some very wise children, very old souls, and they kind of guided, they helped to guide certain things because they were just that. They were just all of that, you know.
Yes,
they couldn't help
absolutely.
But be. Look where they come from. Look where they come from. Listen. So nobody's fooled. Okay. So they had a big jump, a big head start, you know. But we ain't mad at them, you know. We were very happy about it. because of it, you know, we are truly.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna come at that
Thank
again. I'm gonna give it to you one more again. I'm gonna say this.
Okay.
In terms of you, Sherry Marie, as a full woman, a full-blown woman, the things that you were dealing with throughout your life with them from birth, the things that you transpired and transformed through to get here, what was your biggest fear for your daughters? I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to come back after the break and get some
All
more.
Right.
All right.
All right.
So we'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophira, on the Playground of Life, the Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
There are people in the world who make you feel that no matter how bad things are, you're going to make it. That though times are tough and the road looks rough, somehow you're going to reach your goal regardless of what you believe. That's what the 1-2 family is striving for. To be the voices that never say never and never tire of saying, you're going to make it. Join us, 1-2 Radio, 1-2-LISTEN, and 1-2-ACADEMY.com. We believe in you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. We are so enamored to have our wonderful Sherry Marie here on the playground sharing with us, you know, that loved us, that beautiful loved us that she loves to drop all over us. Yes, indeed. Welcome back, Sherry Marie. We want to hear from you. I want to do this. If you don't mind, before you answer the question, I want to play just a little clip of Baby Girl, one of the pieces that I love so much on your CD. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
That is perfect. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back with you.
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Maybe I didn't tell you everything you need to know. I never want to fail you.
Indeed. That is just a beautiful. Now you know why I asked you the question, Sherry Marie.
Mm-hmm.
because when I heard that, it's like I know that there was so much depth to that. You are such a messenger, a divine messenger and a teacher in how you live your life. I see it. I see it through you. I see it through your children. So this is where my question came from. In terms of the depth of what you were singing and what your greatest fear, what was your greatest fear for them at that time?
Yeah, and thank you again for the question. I really was, when you asked it, initially what popped in my head was, well, what were my concerns about their lives? And what I hear you saying more clearly now is that what was I afraid of that I was maybe falling short of, not being able to give to them. And, you know, just like the song was saying, you know, just not being able to provide for them the things that clearly they deserved, that I felt they deserved materially. And that, you know, in going through my own challenges and my own pain, not being fully present for them in a way that allowed me to nurture them, to hear them, to see them. And, you know, that's just something that we can't ever get that back, that time back, you know. And so as the song progresses lyrically, you'll get to hear me say that, you know, now that my soul is open, just give me the chance. Give me a chance to rectify the things that I might have stolen, you know, because I wasn't ready. I was not whole. Well, I didn't feel my wholeness. You know, I was wounded, you know, and so I was giving from a wounded space. And as mothers, and as women, I feel that we aren't really given, as far as society is concerned, we aren't granted the latitude to be wounded, to be broken, to do things that may not be helpful or helpful to our children. Mm-hmm. But when you're given from a wounded space, that's what can you do? And so we get shamed into feeling like we're bad mothers because we're suffering from postpartum depression or because we don't feel like cooking that day, you know, or we may have forgotten an important event that our children had to attend. You know, I mean, so many, I could go on and on and on and on. And so, you know, for me, you know, my greatest fear in those moments was that, you know, can I recover from that? Can I really help you understand that you, my children, understand that it was unintentional, my absence. It was just that I didn't have it to give. And I didn't know at that time I didn't have it to give. You know, I was just trying to get through in this moment, you know, I was just hanging on. And, you know, we need to say that out loud to mothers. I was what they call, I like to call, Roseanne Barr calls, domestic goddess. I was a stay-at-home mom, you know, and toughest, most wonderful job you could ever have, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And too often, I feel don't give women who do this amazing job the love and the respect that is deserved. And so I was dealing with a lot of that shame about when I, you know, when I would go out to maybe certain functions to be like, well, what do you do? And, you know, I'm excited about it. You know, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And be like, oh, and then go on to something else, you know? Mm-hmm. But just, I feel the same way about stay-at-home moms that I feel about teachers, that I feel about educators in general. It's a tough job, and it deserves to be glorified, as far as I'm concerned, you know, in a way that really honors their work and honors the fact that you are responsible for a human being developing into a person that contributes to society in a way that helps us all evolve. That's major.
That's, you know, a powerful gift.
Yeah. In addition to just birthing them as mothers, you know, the body, the things that our bodies do, oh my goodness, you know? And even if you're not a biological mother and, you know, you have a child that's born of your heart, and I have those two, some from my womb, some from my heart. To me, it's still the same pull. It's still the same thing. It's still mothering. And the assignment is still the same, and it is still just as challenging, you know? So yeah, it's a conversation that I welcome, and I'm glad that I could express on this particular project, because it's overdue. It's just overdue. It's time to talk about all of this.
Absolutely. And that's why we came right back to it, because it's really important. Right now, you know, and we talk about, you know, revealing and emerging and rebirthing and all of those things, it's very important right now. There's so many women, because when you were talking about being absent, you weren't talking about physically being absent. You were talking about what? Emotionally?
Yes, mentally? Emotionally, mentally, and spiritually even absent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'd let everything just forward. I was depressed and didn't know it. And, you know, not only managing the home, the children, managing the business, you know, and just a lot. There were a lot of, I was juggling a lot of balls, had a lot of them in the air. And so I was really not practicing my meditation. I wasn't practicing my prayers as regularly. I was not eating the best. I was not surrounding myself with positivity enough. And eventually, it bled me dry. You know, excuse me. So everything I was giving from an empty cup. You can't do that. You cannot. Yes. We're designed to give from our overflow. What's in that saucer belongs to everybody else. What's in that cup, that's mine. Yes. You know, and that's for me to use and to sip on and to replenish. And I wasn't really doing things to replenish my supply, you know, and to keep it on full. I was so busy giving and doing and making sure that everyone else is cool and everybody else has what they need and everybody's fed. You know, I love to cook, just all of these things. And I wasn't feeding my own spirit. I wasn't filling myself in a way that was healthful or helpful to me. You know, and so yeah, you're absolutely right. It and we do it as women. We do it without thinking. We do it without thinking because we are innate nurturers, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, we've been indoctrinated to believe that that's what we're supposed to do. That's our job. And if we don't do for everybody else, then we're not doing our job as women. And, you know, it's time to shift the conversation, you know, because, again, I can't say this enough, if our cup is empty, we're not serving at all. We're not serving at all because there's nothing there. It's like empty calories. So, you know, and our children know that. They feel that. They may not say it, but they know. They know when we're wounded. They know when we are you know, faking it to get through it. Even when they're infants, they can feel that. We're also connected to our children, you know. And so, yeah, it's time for us as women to be rebirthed, to recognize that we are full circle. We're 360 degrees. We are whole. We are a complete rotation, 360 degrees. And there's nothing to fix, you know. What we do now is recognize the areas that need healing. You know, that's very different, in my opinion, than fixing. Healing is just a matter of acknowledging, okay, this is something that I need to work on. This is where I've been. These are my hurts from my childhood. These are my hurts that I'm bringing forward into everything that I do. And I bless them, but they no longer serve me. And so what do I now do to move forward? Well, you start with the acknowledgement. Secondly, really create, and it's not any dust that's going to fall down and make you motivated to do this. You just have to be ready. You have to want it. You've got to do the work. You've got to start putting in your environment, like I did, information. I would play CDs and DVDs from inspirational speakers that inspired me. I started reading books that inspired me. I started listening to music that inspired me. I mean, I had stopped listening to music. How crazy is that?
That's
crazy.
You know,
the number one power center of joy. That's the quickest fix. That's the quickest fix. I didn't have that in my home much anymore. And really begin to get into the mirror, look in my own eyes, and tell myself, I love you. You matter. You're magnificent in every way because that's the way you were created. And that's the way everyone is created. But I had to deal with me. You know, I had to really be okay with that. Be okay with everything I see, no matter how flawed I thought it might be. You know, the truth is, it's perfect. It's perfect, and yes, if there was something I wanted to work on to improve, I could do that. But to deny myself, to deny the beauty that I possess, is calling the Creator a liar. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, talk about it.
You know, that's not even right.
Hey, we're perfect in our perspective. Come on, baby. Talk about it. You know, sealed. I'm like, be quiet.
Yes. It's double dutch time. And that's why when you see the album cover, and we're going to go live next week with everything. So I have an amazing team that's working tirelessly to make sure that the music goes live and all of the announcements that we have coming up go live next week. I said, absolutely no airbrushing. Don't touch a thing. Whatever it is what it is. You know, you know.
And you know, I saw it. So I'm like, okay, all right, all righty.
Yeah. It's the truth. It's my truth. If I can't stand up in it, how can I say to any other beautiful, magnificent woman on the planet that you got to do it? And here I am touching and brushing it. No, for what? Let it ride. Whatever it is, you can like it or not. I really don't care. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to liberate myself, to liberate prayerfully everyone else that chooses to be liberated, because it's a choice, you know. So here we go, you know.
Oh, wow. This is beautiful. If you want to listen, if you have a question or comment for Sherry Marie, the Love Goddess, or you just want to be just the more love dust sprinkled all over you, just go ahead and call us at 347-426-3346. We want to thank all the callers that are on the line, whether you're silent or not. We thank you. We give you big hugs. We thank you, everyone who is online listening. In the now, whenever the now is, thank you. We are
thank
loving
you. Yes, indeed.
So I have another question.
Okay.
So what was your biggest lesson from them, from the girls?
Wow.
Either one. You can pick one, or you can have two.
I have to throw both those sisters in this pot because they really are my greatest teachers. You know, they taught me, Emily and Joyelle taught me more about unconditional love than I can even really express. It's like, you know, when they were born, it's like, how could I have more love in me? How could I feel more gratitude? And then here they come, showing me a whole different level of what life really is. You know, they just opened me up to the magnificence of love. They also taught me patience. And they taught me the art of kindness. The art of kindness. It's so simple. You know, if they were having maybe a tough day, and all I would do is smile, it would lift them. And then it would lift me. And then it would lift them. And then it would lift, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's
those
little things. And then it dawned on me, bing, bing, bing. Well, everything is energy. If I'm sending this energy to them and they're picking it up instantaneously and then sending it back to me, and so we have this beautiful circle of joy just rising, then I could do that with everybody.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It doesn't just have to be with people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done everywhere and in everything, you know? They also helped me get to the point where I now understand that I really am enough. I'm more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I am.
Yeah.
Just do that. I mean, there would be times when we'd be going out and
They say, Mommy, why are you putting on makeup? You don't need makeup. You're beautiful just like you are. And I'm like, oh, thank you.
Okay. I've had them from way little, you know, they are,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really. And it's, well, let me ask you this, because there's a lot of people listening, I know, like, you know, even my, definitely myself, not even myself, but, you know, because you're, that this piece touched me so deeply, you know, because I know, you know, I connect with so many other women in this world when I feel the words that talk about the choices that we make and the things that we're feeling. And, you know, you talk about unconditional love, how they taught you that it was not just for other people. You were learning that unconditional love for you, you know, that you get that. You get that from those that really, that you love. And,
yes.
And relationships offer us these opportunities. Do you feel that your choices may have hurt them? Did you feel that? Now, I know you probably don't feel it now, but did you feel that your choices may have hurt them?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. I'm just going to be 100 with that. Yes. Yes.
Has it changed? Have you? Yes.
You mean that it hurt them?
No, that you feel that.
Oh, that I feel that. It has subsided some. I still feel that there were things that I chose that affected them deeply, that caused pain. You know.
Okay.
Well, what I'm really dealing with, and understanding that, is that they thankfully chose me as their mother, and they came here for a specific experience. I believe that. And that, however, I needed to, I was to give them that experience is what it was, that is what was expected. And it is helping to shape their experience so that they can go on and complete whatever their assignment is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So even in my perfect imperfection, it was what needed to go down, you know?
Absolutely.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but all I know is that that's what it was supposed to be. Would I change a thing? Absolutely not. Mm. Absolutely not.
Wonderful.
Because changing one thing changes everything. It's that whole butterfly effect. It changes everything. And so to change who I am goes back again to what I believe is that would be saying that, you know, I'm a mistake somehow. That, you know, God is a liar. The Creator is a liar. That I'm just junk. No, absolutely not. No.
We are going to go out on that note, okay? Because I want that to linger around this planet right now. I want that to linger, okay? Lingering. Yep, we're going to linger on this playground.
All right,
my
la, la, la.
Yay. Lingering. I'm hugging you back. You know the Creator ain't no liar. So we're going to hug each other, and we're going to go out rocking. All right, my love.
Thank you, girl. I love you.
Until next time. All right.
Until next time. And y'all find me on Instagram. Tell them to find me on Instagram and everything.
That's right. SherryMarie.com. All righty.
All right. Bye. Love y'all. Love you all.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. All righty. Oh, I just love her. Love dust. We're going to take it out with baby girl. And we'll see you on the playground next week. Bust it out.
Full of beauty and truth can fly. Sweet baby girl, I know that the sun in the sky is not nearly as bright as you. And baby girl, I give
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.